For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Today we continue our occasional series on how the construction of Interstate 496 in the 1960s changed the city of Lansing. Starting in 1963, hundreds of homes and businesses in the heart of the city's African-American neighborhood were demolished to make room for the highway. Many people who were displaced came from families who had moved to Lansing to find careers in the auto industry. Recently, I talked with a few former auto workers about their memories of that era.
Arthur Austin. I worked at General Motors, Fisher Body. I did 37 and a half years. I started in 1963. I believe that was the same year that they started 496.
That was really the heyday of the industry here.
Yes, that was the 60s and 70s. Yes, it was. Very busy, long hours.
Yeah. But you made some fantastic cars.
Yeah, I always thought we did. Well, that's why we stayed in business. We built good cars.
Cars like the Oldsmobile Toronado. With its hideaway headlights and innovative subframe design, the Toronado was GM's first front-wheel drive car. It debuted in 1966 as an engineering masterpiece. Oldsmobile, and by extension GM, was riding high in 66. The East LA garage band The Romancers even immortalized it that year in song. But while General Motors was expanding, Lansing was shrinking. Interstate 496 bisected neighborhoods and created a large chain of dead-end streets. Many African Americans who had lived under restrictive housing covenants quickly moved into white neighborhoods, sparking a mass exodus of whites to the suburbs. Before he worked a summer at GM's Fisher Body Plant, Van Logans watched the work crews tear down his hometown.
We used to affectionately call that corridor the desert area. And so a lot of times we would walk down that corridor and, you know, the earth-moving equipment, the dirt, the this, the that. Looking back on the time as an adult, through adult eyes, you see it exactly for what it is. Groups of people that were marginalized, the uncertainty of moving, how people were treated in terms of eminent domain, taking their houses, not giving them enough money to purchase a similar house, where you actually could you purchase a house, you know, redlining.
In 1966, Oldsmobile moved into its new headquarters at Townsend and Main Street, now Malcolm X Boulevard. That's where Fred Ford would work years later.
I was a manager at GM and came up through the ranks as an electrician through GM and worked my way up through.
How does a guy named Ford get a job at GM?
Well, Ford sent me over here to get a better idea from GM. My office was right there in that corner. So you talking about General Motors and Oldsmobile, it was a heartbeat here in Lansing, in the history. But when 496 came through, it actually took away a lot of our history.
Was there any good positive side to that?
It gave us the opportunity to outreach, go outside our walls, as far as when you talk about segregation and integration. But then I go in the back of my mind, could have done that without putting 496 and dispersing us? That's what really gets to me, because we were actually self-sustaining as a community in this area between St. Joe and Main Street.
Ford says while physical displacement was hard on Lansing's African-American community, emotional bonds remained intact.
So we had that family atmosphere to say, hey, we're going to make it, we can make it, we're going to stick together. And it actually made us stronger as far as individuals surviving.
Interstate 496 was completed in 1970 and was officially named the R.E. Olds Freeway. The brand that Ransom Eli Olds founded in Lansing continued for more than 30 years. The very last Oldsmobile rolled off the line in 2004. In Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.